Fade Out, Fade In. Written by Perpetual Motion and read by Litra. A Grease fanfic. Rated teen. With the pairings Sandy Danny and Kaneki Danny. Summary. Danny looks down at his clothes. A sport jacket, khakis, and a white shirt that Sandy had very carefully ironed for him the day before he left. He's wearing loafers. Sweet Jesus, he's wearing loafers. Kaneki paces his way up and down the shop floor. There's a Studebaker above his head that's got a bad steering column, and there's a Chevy sitting across the room waiting for an oil change. He glances at the clock, then at the door of the garage. Any minute now, he knows Danny's gonna pull up. He's been gone for a month, on the road for some job Sandy found for him. And Kaneki's itching under his clothes. Yo, Kaneki. Kaneki turns and there's Danny, stepping out of a car that's entirely too sensible and wearing a suit. You look like a chump. Danny laughs and punches Kaneki on the arm. We can't all be grease monkeys. You wish you were as cool as me. Kaneki holds Danny by the biceps and looks him over. You look like a salesman. I am, Danny reminds him and waves his briefcase. Knives, door to door. Loser, Kaneki taunts and steps away when Danny takes a swing at him. Can't believe you fell for it. For what? A quick bit of pussy disguised as house and home? Hey, Danny's swing has meaning this time. That's Sandy you're talking about. And she's so pretty, Kaneki says with an overdramatic flutter of his lashes. But you still look like a chump. Danny looks down at his clothes. A sport jacket, khakis, and a white shirt that Sandy had very carefully ironed for him the day before he left. He's wearing loafers. Sweet Jesus, he's wearing loafers! Shit, he says after a few seconds, his teeth nearly coming together to hit hard on the tee. Told you. But Kaneki doesn't sound particularly jubilant. He walks around Danny and pulls down the garage door. Come on, I've got beer. Danny follows Kaneki around the Chevy and into an office. There's a fridge pushed up against one wall, a set of filing cabinets against the opposite wall, and a desk with a typewriter set in the middle of the room. Typing? Danny says with a mostly joking sneer. I have a secretary, Kaneki explains. He opens the fridge and pulls out two beers, tossing one to Danny. I just want to fix cars. She does the boring shit. Danny sits in one of the molded plastic chairs and watches Kaneki throw himself into the padded desk chair. How's Riz? Got a letter from her last week. She's taking poetry classes. Danny nearly snorts his beer up his nose. She is not. Oh yeah, poetry, Kaneki drawls out. Says it makes her feel smart. Like Riz ever needed help there. Kaneki grins, and there's affection at the edges. Yeah. He stares at a spot on the wall for a few seconds before shaking off and looking at Danny. So, how's the wifey? He says wifey with all the disdain that he can find. Knock it off, Danny warns. He thinks. He shrugs. He sips his beer. She's all right, he says finally. Thinks the knife salesman thing will work out. Figures I know enough about them to be good at it. Kaneki snorts. Because every guy in leather knows about knives. Work's not bad. I spend most of the day driving places. Yeah, from one family home to another. Danny pulls a face. Look, you're the one who told Sandy to ask me to stop by. You want to bust my chops, do it without the special request. I got a wife at home. What happened to you? Kaneki cuts in. Where's Zuko under all that upper crust shit you're pulling now? I'm still me, Danny argues. I'm still Zuko. Selling knives door to door, Kaneki says with a sneer. Really sounds like you, responsible business owner, Danny Countess, with a secretary to match. Yeah, maybe, but I got grease under my fingernails. What about you? Kaneki leans across the desk and makes a show of studying Danny's hands. Don't look like the Zuko I know. Danny stands up, clunks his beer can onto the desk, and strips off his sport coat. All right, punk, you're on. Punk? That Chevy out there, what's it need? Oil change. Danny strips off his shirt and hangs it over the back of his chair. 15 minutes. Kaneki snorts. Sure. Chicken? Danny challenges. Not a chance. Kaneki stands and waves Danny towards the door. It'll be fun to watch you fall on your face. Danny swaggers into the garage and looks at the wall. Tools? Back wall. Kaneki grabs the keys for the Chevy off a hook. Don't forget a drip pan. Wise ass, Danny mutters, but Kaneki hears him and laughs. You can bitch after you pull it off, Kaneki tells him as he starts up the Chevy. Danny watches Kaneki roll up the Chevy and remembers when Kaneki offered him a job. He'd turned him down, knowing Sandy would wrinkle her nose and ask why he wanted to spend all day getting greasy and messy. She'd tried to change, and so would he. And sometimes Danny's not certain that either of them actually got the point. Go, Kaneki tells him once the Chevy's on the wheel ramps and he's cut the engine. I'll wait here. You're an asshole, Danny hollers as he slides under the car. He remembers Miss Murdoch's lectures on a quick oil change, particularly the parts about not getting a mouthful because you're being too damn showy to pay attention to your work. 2 minutes, Kaneki yells and kicks the footwell. Shut up, Danny says under his breath without breaking stride. Working here, he yells in return and clangs his racket wrench on the undercarriage. 13 minutes and 12 seconds later, Danny's out from under the car. Told you, you dick. He wipes grease off his hands with the towel Kaneki throws to him. You can turn around an oil change like that and you're selling knives? Kaneki leans against the hood of the car and wraps his knuckles next to the headlight. My offer still stands, you know. I told Sandy... Fuck Sandy, Kaneki practically spits it out. If she's so in love with you, she wouldn't be bitching about you needing a respectable job. Danny looks away, at his feet, at the floor of the garage, at the used rag in his hands. Kaneki, I can't just... You're either Danny Zuko or you're not, Kaneki tells him, straightening up from his slouch. You're either my best buddy since we stole hubcaps in the 4th grade, or you're some stupid guy in a suit who's gonna stop changing his own oil because he's got to take his wife to the hairdresser. Danny swings. Kaneki ducks. And then they're grappling on the floor. Kaneki gets Danny by the shoulders and pushes up with his hips, and then he's got Danny pinned on the floor. Careful, you'll crease your pants. God damn it! Danny kicks up his leg and sends Kaneki skidding across the floor. We're not stupid kids anymore, Kaneki. Sure. Kaneki inspects the palm of his hand for damage from the slide. Except that you're letting your wife play mommy. You don't get it! Kaneki looks up from poking at his scrapes. Do tell, Zuko, he says with no small amount of disgust. Tell me all about the little woman and how happy she makes you, and how selling shit door to door makes you feel respectable. I'm not a hood now, Danny says. I'm not starting fights to feel important. Do you feel important at all? Danny breathes out hard. You think you're so high and mighty just because you have a garage? I think I'm high and mighty because I'm happy. Kaneki shakes his head. Seriously, Danny, what happened? We graduated, you ran off with Sandy and got married, and now I only see you when I make a very polite request to your wife. I told her, Danny says quietly. I told her everything. Wanted her to trust me. Kaneki blinks. He stands up and brushes off his coveralls. Could've just told me. Would've saved me the trouble of starting a fight. Danny grins a little. Ah, well, I don't get to see you much anymore. Tell the wifey it's done. Haven't laid an inappropriate hand on you since graduation. You ever tell Riz? Kaneki snorts. Not a chance. Then you don't get it. Danny shakes his head when Kaneki glares at him. It's different when it's your wife. She says she loves me, and she means it. But she looks at me sometimes, and I know she wonders. What's to wonder about? It wasn't anything big. Maybe, Danny says, and looks away when Kaneki cocks his head. What's that mean? Nothing. Bullshit! Kaneki takes a step forward and raises his eyebrow when Danny steps back. If we got a brawl to do this, I can do that, you know. I love Sandy, Danny says. All right. But sometimes... Danny tries to smile at Kaneki. Sometimes my brain gets stupid, you know? Tries to convince me of things that can't actually be true. Like what? Like nothing. Kaneki shoves his hands in his pockets and slouches. Sure, like nothing. There's a long pause that makes Danny and Kaneki look away from one another. I gotta go, Danny says into the silence. Sandy's waiting. Sure, Kaneki says. I'll see you later, Kinnick. Job's always open, Kaneki says, as Danny walks out the door. In case that knife thing doesn't work out. Yeah, Danny yells without looking back. I'll keep that in mind. The end.